It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Republican Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin is running for his party's presidential nomination, and he's critical of an upcoming White House visit from Chinese President Xi Jinping. Now, Governor Terry Branstad has a longtime friendship with the Chinese leader, which makes for a kind of unique situation for the GOP candidate who's been spending a lot of time in Iowa. Now, here to talk with me this morning is another person who's spent a lot of time in Iowa lately, Washington Post political reporter Jenna Johnson, who's covering the Walker campaign. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
This week in Missouri Valley, Walker told reporters China needs to be taken to the woodshed, saying the U.S. can still work with them on trade, but should not be embracing the country with a state visit. Jenna, do you see this stance hurting Walker in a state he's betting most of his chips on?
Iowa is pretty dependent on China to buy a lot of its soybeans and other items that it produces. But there's also a lot of anger out there. Donald Trump, in particular, has seen a lot of success with bashing China. I think there's a lot of people across the country, and probably some in Iowa, who feel like China has taken away jobs and grown at a time when the United States is facing problems.
And you bring up Donald Trump. You reported recently Walker's been kind of acting a little bit more like Donald Trump, that his campaign might be changing a little bit.
Exactly. So about a week ago, the campaign realized they needed to do something different. Walker was falling really steadily in early polls. And there were a lot of people who felt like in the first GOP debate, he just didn't do very well. He didn't mess up. He didn't say anything that embarrassed him. But he just didn't have any passion. He didn't seem excited. He didn't seem like he really wanted to be president. And so after kind of getting some pressure from donors and prominent supporters, the campaign's kind of going through a rebrand, a reboot of sorts. And Walker is trying to be less boring and more passionate. And he's also trying to talk on a lot of the issues that have made some of these political outsiders really popular. Donald Trump has embraced some controversial stances on immigration, and Walker has embraced some of those stances. Carly Fiorina, who's a former technology executive, has been going really hard on Republicans in Congress for not doing enough, even though they now have majorities. And that's another message that Walker has now picked up. So he's trying to tap into what's popular right now. That could hurt him. It could make him seem like, you know, he's willing to change to fit the mood.
In an interview with Governor Walker that aired last week on Iowa Public Radio's Morning Edition, I asked him if he's ever felt strongly about something and then changed his mind. We're going to listen here. This is how he responded.
I'm sure there is. It's not something off the top of my head.
You can't think of one thing?
Not right off the top of my head. No, I've been pretty straightforward with things. There probably is something somewhere along the 47 years I've been alive, but not something that pops right in my head.
Jenny, you've been following him closely. Anything off the top of your head that he's changed his mind over?
There's a few things. Now, I don't know if these are things that he was passionately supportive of that he's now not, but there have been a lot of things that he's changed his mind on. A couple of them are related to immigration. Originally, he said that he would support amnesty for illegal immigrants who are already in this country, putting forth some way for them to legally become citizens without leaving the country. This year, he totally changed that position, a change that he has acknowledged. He was asked about birthright citizenship, which is if there are two illegal immigrants here in the United States and they have a baby, that baby born on U.S. soil is a U.S. citizen. And when Walker was at the Iowa State Fair, he said that he raised a lot of questions about birthright citizenship, and he even said that he would support ending birthright citizenship. That's something that did not play well with some of his donors and some of his supporters, and he quickly started backtracking on it. You know, at first he said that he didn't have a position on it or, you know, other things needed to happen first. And within a week, he had said he does not want to change the Constitution and that this is not something that he wants to change.
That's Jenna Johnson. She's covering the Scott Walker campaign for the Washington Post. And you can find lots of coverage of all the Iowa caucus campaigning at our website, iowapublicradio.org. Listen to candidate speeches from the trail, hear our reports, and we've also got interviews with some of those candidates there, too. It's all at iowapublicradio.org. Just click on Iowa caucus coverage. It's 8:50. You're listening to Morning Edition.